My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this second day of September 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tabs at the top of the page. Our guide has been viewed more than 60,000 times since it was posted 2.5 years ago, and it is now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Tonight's topic is, we're back to healthcare. What happened to healthcare in America? A lot of the listeners for RBN are aware that there's something very wrong. Unfortunately, the media focuses on what we're paying, how much we're paying for healthcare, what the insurance companies are doing, what the government is doing. So they keep us completely focused on the cost of healthcare, which has significance. However, the fact that our healthcare system is dangerous to our health is far more of a concern to me, and it should be to everyone else. Not only are you paying for it, you're paying for something that can actually make you ill, make you more ill, or end your life. And we have been talking about the problems with healthcare in 2017 on this show many, many, many times. Listeners who have been, you know, tuning in Defense of Humanity in 2017 are aware that I had a close personal relative that got seriously ill as you can get in January. And I followed this individual, this family member, very, very closely, watched what was happening, watched what the doctors were doing, what the doctors were ordering, how he was responding to treatment, and how the system was functioning or how dysfunctional the system actually is. So I've had a very up-close and personal look at the problem that is today's healthcare in America. And those who listen to Jennifer Daniels, who used to be on RBN, she was on for quite a while on Sunday evenings. She made that abundantly clear in her program, what kind of problems we have with healthcare and how unsafe it is. In fact, I did pay her a call when my relative got sick, and she had some interesting information to share with me. But tonight I'd like to get some information or share some information that was that was researched and explained on a program called Thought Crime Radio. The researcher was John Rappaport, who's been doing medical research for many, many years. He has a website called No More Fake News. He did appear in an interview on Thought Crime Radio, which is hosted by Rich Winkle. And someone sent me a link to that show. I listened to it, and there were some really important things said in that interview that I wanted to share with the listeners. Sadly, I could not, and I tried very hard, figure out what day that was recorded. I went to their website. I found the recording. I found the names of the parties. I was able to listen to it and download it, but I could not. That was a podcast. It was also a radio podcast on a FM radio station out of Columbia, Missouri. But I could not figure out when. I think it must have been an interview that took place during the Obama administration, but I'll let the listeners see if they can figure out. I would like to comment on the remarks that Rappaport made and the information that he shared. He is amazing, and his information, he just does not sugarcoat anything. He has looked very closely at this nightmare called healthcare, and he's been very honest about what he's discovered. So let's listen to the first clip of this interview. Interviewer, again, is Rich Winkle, and he's interviewing investigative journalist John Rappaport on Thought Crime Radio. So let's hear the first clip.
The Department of Health and Human Services is really tasked with being the medical branch, you might say, of this federal insurance company. Like any other insurance company, when you're insured, there's a whole list of diseases and disorders that are covered with the permitted treatments that, you know, you can get coverage for, and this is going to be no different. So sooner or later, the Department of Health and Human Services, in cooperation probably with the National Institutes of Health and the CDC and who knows who else, pharmaceutical companies, will put out a manual for doctors. These are the conditions that are covered under the plan. Here are the physical conditions, and here are the mental conditions.
And I recall something about doctors' compensation will be influenced by their compliance to standards. And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So eventually what you're going to see, if this has its way, is that alternative modalities are going to be edged out more and more and more. And at first it may be informal, and then later there will be regulations that are cooked up to make this more clear. If you are being treated by a doctor for the following conditions or for any condition, here are the nutritional supplements you may not take during this period of time, for example, something like that. And it will go on from there. We have found that patients who are being treated for the following conditions react negatively if they happen to be receiving acupuncture or chiropractic at the same time. Therefore, you know, and build by build, within the bureaucracy, which expands always, you're now going to see eventually tighter regulations and restrictions. That's the way these programs go once you institutionalize them and make them federal like this. It becomes a huge, huge enterprise, and it formulates its own rules and regulations as you go along. So, yes, I would see this happening for sure. And since we're talking about psychiatry, you're going to see heavier, heavier emphasis on psychiatry. Well, there's no difference between diagnosing somebody with a mental condition or a physical condition. Therefore, we are very generously including the entire DSM list of, at that point, who knows what it'll be, 375 mental disorders as covered under the plan. Well,
it's a nightmare scenario, especially for children. You know, children are really being swept up in this vacuum cleaner, this vortex.
Well,
and
you bet.
It's just,
whether it's foster kids or kids in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids, wherever they are, you know, are going to be taken into doctor's offices, and diagnoses will be made. I mean, somebody who's now enrolled in a national health insurance plan, you know, doesn't know a lot about medicine, doesn't know much of anything about alternatives, has a kid who is behaving rather strangely in their judgment, take him to the doctor. Well, now the doctor, everybody is, you know, grooved in on the plan. Okay, Mr. So-and-so, yes, I can see the indicators here. What I'm going to do is refer you to a psychiatrist. You'll have an appointment in 2 weeks, and you're in the pipeline. And the parent is clueless, basically.
Yeah, this is the biggest problem with parenting these days, is that young parents are just too naive. They are products of our education and media environment, and they don't know enough to, you know, question the wisdom of the established professionals.
Exactly. I mean, as a reporter writing on medical issues for some years now, many years, I've run into this sort of media blackout, really, is what it is, on highly significant issues. Like, for example, the number of people in the United States that are killed every year by the medical system, which you can divide basically into FDA-approved drugs kill them or misadventures in hospitals kill them. Now, this is mainstream research, actually. If you go outside the mainstream, you'll see even more drastic figures on the number of deaths. But in the middle of the mainstream, Journal of the American Medical Association, July 26, 2000, Dr. Barbara Starfield, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, "Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World?" was the title of her review. 225,000 people a year, like clockwork, killed by the medical system in America, making it the third leading cause of death in America. 106,000 dying from drugs approved by the FDA as safe and effective. So I interviewed her before her death, 2009, and I said, "Has any federal agency ever contacted you for, in a consultant basis, to help remedy the situation?" "No." "FDA, any agent?" "No." "Are you aware of any government actions taken to correct the situation?" "No." And here's one of the most revered public health experts mainstream in America. So with a media blackout like that, what do you think you're going to get when it comes to psychiatric medications, the real effects, the fact that the mental disorders are all fictions that don't exist, there are no tests for any diagnosis? You're going to get nothing. Zero. Which means these young parents and other parents will be totally in the dark when it comes to what to do with their children and what not to do.
So psychiatry is literally driving society crazy, as far as I can see.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They're literally driving society crazy. And then, as I wrote extensively when it came to the FDA, how long do you cut slack to these agencies and say, "Well, you know, they're incompetent, they don't know what they're doing, they don't really know what we know, that's why they're not taking action"?
Or what,
Department of Justice, they don't, yeah, you know, sure, you know, if you're talking about 2.25 million people every decade killed by the medical system, you would think that the DOJ is going to prosecute somebody, but they don't. But that's because, you know, they just don't know. And so my tack has been to say, of course they know. They know absolutely, and they've known for a long time, and they've done nothing about it, which makes them complicit. We're talking about homicide.
Criminal behavior.
Criminal homicide. Yeah. Not just negligent homicide or you didn't know, but you let it happen. No, no, we're talking about, you know, an active accessory over and over and over again to murder. Or in the case of the psychiatric drugs, well, that occurs too, death. But, you know, you are, speaking of the bulk of psychiatrists and the American Psychiatric Association, you are complicit in the crime of driving the whole country crazy. And therefore, we're going to prosecute you. I mean, that's justice. That would be legitimate. Because you know. You know what's going on. You know what's really happening with the drugs. You pretend you don't. But, you know, here in this courtroom, we're going to prove that you know. And this is going to be the trial of the century. Well,
there is but, a there is, you know, plenty of legal basis for going after these people under the RICO laws.
Exactly what I would do. Exactly what I would do. Organized crime, pattern of racketeering.
Well, I certainly agree with what John said. In fact, I would add to it. They were commenting that parents are naive about the system, and I would say Americans are naive about the system, no matter what their age is. I mean, seniors are naive about how this system works. All age groups are naive, including people who are employed in the industrial medical complex themselves. I mean, there are nurses and doctors across the country who are accepting these annual flu shots, dangerous that they are, ineffective that they are, because they're told by their employer that they must. And I see very little movement, at least locally, in regards to this requirement that is actually jeopardizing their health. They don't like it, but they don't know what to do about it. So they accept the shots and they move on. What concerned me about what John had to say, which I witnessed and I'm witnessing right now, is that he properly identified that there were institutions setting healthcare standards, diagnostic standards and treatment standards, and that is absolutely accurate. And they're hiding under the banner of evidence-based medicine. The standards that are being set, however, are not being set for best outcome for each individual patient. Somehow they've got trials that they've conducted. 50% of them are never reported, and people can look that up on the website alltrials.com. So they throw out 50% of their trials that they do, and then what remains in their research, they compile and they call that evidence-based medicine. Obviously, mathematically, that just doesn't work. You can't throw out half of the results and then conclude that you've got the best strategy for therapy in those that you decide to keep. So it does make you wonder what their goal really is. Now, currently, my relative saw a dozen physicians in the last 6 months, and I made some kind of startling observations. I'll share with you when we come back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. My name is Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about our healthcare system again. And we just listened to a clip from an interview that John Rappaport did on Thought Crime Radio. And he mentioned that they're going to try to eliminate alternatives. And we've talked a lot on this show about the importance of using alternative medicine versus the big pharma products. And many of their tests and many of their procedures, there are safe alternatives that if people search out, they can find them. And their chances of a good recovery in many cases are improved by using alternatives. Well, my close relative saw about a dozen physicians in the last 6 months, and what was so interesting, at each time he had to fill out a form and answer a bunch of questions, and each one asked what supplements or vitamins he was taking. Now, my feeling at the time when I looked at this and looked how pervasive it is, they are not asking what supplements you're taking, what vitamins you're taking, because they care if and they want to know if these are going to help you improve your health. They want to know. They're feeding it all into a database. They want to know what are the prevailing supplements that people are using. And once they figure that out, then they can start a campaign against them. This is why I tell people, don't give them that information. If you're on a supplement and you're seeing a physician and you're getting better, and you attribute it to the supplement, that's a surefire way, ultimately, to have that supplement removed from the market. I'm sorry to say that, but Big Pharma is in control of the medical profession right now, and they see these supplements and vitamins as competition. So they want to know what the competition is, and their goal will not be for doctors to encourage patients seek out alternative therapies, alternative ways of healing and getting well. Their goal will be to eliminate those. I just want everybody to know that, again, the American population in general, in my opinion, is incredibly naive. Now, John mentioned a medical article that came out in 2000 about healthcare, do we really have the best healthcare in America? And that public health physician, Stanfield, I believe was her name, exposed the fact that our medical industrial complex is responsible for more deaths in our country, the most number of deaths in our country next to heart disease and cancer. Well, I ran across a wonderful documentary this past week called Death by Medicine. And it was produced in 2015 by Gary Null. I had not seen it before. The listeners can go type in YouTube in your search engine, dash Death by Medicine, and listen to that. It's amazing. Gary Knoll also wrote an article, so when you put death by medicine in your search engine, you will reach this article and this research that Gary Knoll did to prove that death by medicine, modern medicine today, is the number one cause of death in America, not number three behind heart disease and cancer. And when I looked at what happened to my relative who has heart disease and the medications they were giving, I could see why. I'm very glad that Gary Knoll went further with that, because what they're doing to treat heart disease is another source of causing harm. And we all know that chemotherapy very rarely works, so their cancer treatments don't work. So you eliminate heart disease and cancer, or at least you move them into the category of iatrogenic caused deaths. That means death caused by doctors. And you will see that modern medicine is the number one leading cause of death in America. So I recommend, and incidentally, Jennifer Daniels is featured in that documentary, Death by Medicine. I will put a link up on our IDH program links page so people can watch that. It's amazing. I did download it to my computer. I want my whole family to see it. It is truly important to see how dangerous the situation has become. And the more you understand that, the more apt you'll be able to protect yourself. Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're talking tonight about our healthcare system again, and I'd like to play the second clip of this interview that John Rappaport gave to the host, Rich Winkle, on Thought Crime Radio.
And this is true of every one of the conditions in the DSM. You start to break it down, and you eventually discover you're dealing with a unique individual.
Yeah,
you have to figure out what happened.
The
family was living near a factory that was, and the fumes, for how long? 10 years? I see. Okay, well, let's do some tests here and see what we've got.
The problem with this approach, of course, as far as the controllers are concerned, is that it costs money to treat people as human beings. It takes time, and it inevitably leads back to the status quo, the current economic system, which penalizes so many people.
Yeah, it leads back to those things, and it leads back to other very uncomfortable truths. I mean, for example, suppose somebody wrote a paper, the Journal of the American Psychiatric Association, on 100 randomly chosen cases of full-blown psychosis in children, and discovered that in a third of the cases what they were looking at was some sort of environmental toxicity from chemicals. Ho-ho, baby! Mm-hmm. Wow! I mean, whose feathers are going to get ruffled now? All of a sudden, you've got, wait a minute, this pharmaceutical company say, but that's no good, because then our drugs are useless and they're irrelevant. And then you've got the chemical company saying, hold on a minute, now you've suddenly alerted all kinds of major powers. And so across the board, yes, the economic system of the country, the social system, the media system, consumerism run rampant, federal invasive powers. I mean, you can go on and on and on for all of what's behind this, but yes, if you start treating people individually, then you're going to expose the whole shooting match sooner or later. Whatever is causing people to be sick or troubled, literally disturbed. All of that is going to come out. And it's going to indict the whole society.
Right. So this is a very convenient way of blaming the victim.
Mm-hmm. Or blaming the disorder.
Which is synonymous.
Well, it's not really the victim. It's not really. I mean, it is.
Right.
But that's how they readjust it. It's nobody's fault. Is it your fault if you suddenly have, a staph infection? Well, if you're clinically depressed, is that your fault? Of course not. We have to be humane here and get you into treatment.
Exactly.
It's all very, compassionate while being scientific, and it's all a hoax.
It is a hoax, a total hoax.
Boy, they couldn't be more accurate. It is a total hoax. And I realized when he said that is why this concept of individual patient care seems to be disappearing. I even went to a cocktail party several years ago with physicians, and I was talking to one general practitioner, and I said, I think the system is failing because we don't have doctors working specifically with patients and their specific situation. They rush patients through, and to get the ideal outcome, you need a patient to be working closely with the doctor. And his answer to me was, we can't afford it. He said, we can't afford that kind of medicine for the masses. Now, he had retired, but he actually believed that. He actually believed that the reason we can't give individual care to patients is that we can't afford that kind of care for the masses. This is complete nonsense. That kind of care would actually, in the long run, be cheaper for the system. There would be less sick patients. There would be more well patients. You would have less masses in the waiting room if you could actually find out what is making them sick and get that corrected. John didn't mention, but I know he's aware of the fact that not only do we have other things in our environment, which is toxic chemicals, what they've done to our food. Now, can you imagine a doctor bringing a patient in and asking him, well, what do you eat? What's your normal diet? Or asking the patient, do you drink a lot of fluoridated water? I mean, these kind of questions would actually expose what is making Americans sick today. This is the reason they don't want this individualized health care. The records would all start pointing their arrows in the right directions as to what is making us sick. What is making us sick is the Food and Drug Administration are not working on behalf of the American people. So I thought he had some really important points there. He didn't mention, however, they like to blame bad genes and bad behavior. The doctors, in all of their forms, they ask a whole bunch of questions to determine whether or not you've got bad genes or you're engaged in bad behavior. And if they can blame your illness or injury on one of those, that is exactly what they do. They get these doctors trained to never look at the environmental conditions in which we're living and the toxins we're being exposed to. Doctors are not taught toxicity. They don't know to look for it. They have no interest in it, and they think it's irrelevant. So it really makes sense now why, when you go to a doctor, they're putting everything in computers. They want much of your history, much of your symptoms written down. They don't want to spend much time talking to you, giving you individual care. They just punch that information into their computer, and their computer tells them what kind of tests or therapies to order. 9 times out of 10, they're wrong, and rarely do we get better, unless you're talking about something like a broken bone being set in a cast, any kind of internal medicine problems. We generally don't get better. We end up feeling worse from all the medications they prescribe. So let's go to audio clip number 3, Sam.
Well, some of these prestigious you know, professorships, these chairs are funded by, you know, eugenical outfits like the Rockefeller Foundation.
You bet.
So there's a lot of, you need to follow the money.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because I see this as, from the highest levels, as an entire program, which is actually designed, a psychiatric program, to drive the country crazy and destabilize the whole society. I mean, we haven't really, you know, gotten to that level yet in the conversation, but yes, if you follow the money, then I think it's fairly obvious that at the top, this is not just, oh, we made a mistake, or we're driven by ego, or only by money to foist this entire pseudoscience on the public. It's really by design that we're talking here. This is an effort to medically destabilize and ultimately, I mean, eat out the society from the inside. Peter Bregan speaks and writes so eloquently about this. You know, a minimum of 300,000 to 400,000 people in the United States that have been, delivered brain damage by one class of psychiatric drug, the neuroleptics. And that's a minimal figure, probably closer to 600,000 or 700,000 at least. And so, one class of psychiatric drug among so many different classes. Well, just start to think about the ripple effect of all of this out from these patients, their families, their friends, relatives, co-workers, everybody in turmoil about poor, Al, who's just disintegrating under the care of a psychiatrist. And just begin to imagine what is preoccupying the thoughts and actions and emotions of Americans, to say nothing of the rest of the world, every day as a direct result of just psychiatric treatment, the diagnoses, and the drugs.
So what would be the purpose?
The purpose is to make society more top-down controlled and fascistic than it already is. Weaken everybody. Put everybody into that kind of state because, I mean, you and I might have different views or descriptions of what the pervading reality is in America right now if, we each had 3 minutes to describe it. But I think we would agree that regardless of what angle you look at it from, it has a great deal to do with who is running the system and who wants to control everybody from the top down. Well, this is a tremendous venue. You know, the CIA is accused of going into foreign nations and destabilizing those countries, which they do through assassinations and regime change and so forth, to put major corporations and other players, financiers and so forth, at the top of the food chain. Well, just turn the telescope around and consider America as an object of that kind of operation.
That would be the big prize, wouldn't it? The United States.
Well, are we describing a reality that's already? I mean, I don't understand how it could get more fascistic. We just described a whole set of circumstances where there's all of these forces at work that the average person has very little ability to fight against.
In a nutshell, yes, I think it can get a lot worse.
So do I. In fact, I think it's getting a lot worse. When he did this recording, as I said, I think it was during the Obama administration, and now we've got all of these nurses and doctors and secretaries in hospitals being told that they either accept vaccines, annual flu shots, or they will be unemployed. Now, what is that? Where is the freedom of informed consent? How does that work on the behalf of the public? It seems like John and Rich still have unrealistic expectations about what the government really is. It's a for-profit corporation. What are the agencies? The agencies are branches or arms or divisions of the for-profit corporation. There are now 600-some agencies. What was the purpose? They were initially started during FDR's administration to help him, quote, administer the national emergency, which is ongoing since 1933. So that network of agencies has grown by leaps and bounds over those many years, and they have been tasked at administering the emergency or controlling the population, however you want to phrase that. That's why the EPA sends out agents to investigate different violations of their regulations. This is why they're going after local food producers and they're claiming that they're violating some regulation. They don't work for the people, and I just can't get that point across enough. The entire system of agencies in the United States do not work for the benefit of the public. It is true they are told that's what they do. That is a fact. They are told that's what they're there for, but that is simply not what they're there for. They're there to control the public and to control commerce. That's why they're there. And this is why we keep finding more evidence every day, more evidence that the agencies are not protecting the population from the corporations. They are not supposed to. That's not why they were established. I know that's going to be a shock to people. Particularly, I always get responses for someone who works for an agency. And they say, well, I'm doing good things. I work for public health. I'm doing wonderful things. I get all these little children vaccinated. I make sure they get their fluoride, and et cetera, et cetera. The minions are well trained to believe that they're working on behalf of the public, but actually they are not, nor were they ever intended to be working on behalf of the public. So following the money is always a good idea. And you look at the Food and Drug Administration. You can look at the fact that they are now partnering with Big Pharma. There's a foundation with at the top, there's a foundation working with the CDC to promote vaccines. Lots of money going. We now have public-private partnerships, okay? Corporations partnering with so-called government entities, claiming that they have the same goal when, of course, they don't. One's goal is primarily profit. You can't have a corporation sitting at the table. No one who represents a corporation at the table can ignore the fact his corporation is all about profit. And if he did, he would no longer be sitting at the table. So we did a show about that, a couple of years ago, what a public-private partnership is, but that's what's happening right now today. They don't hide it anymore. They are partnering. The FDA is partnering with Big Pharma. And they are told to bring these wonderful products to the American public. So they have every interest in seeing all these drugs approved, and they don't have a lot of interest in investigating whether or not these studies are accurate, whether these studies are fraudulent, whether or not these studies were even done. Their interest is, of course, to help Big Pharma bring new products to the marketplace. Well, we have one more clip. I guess we could go ahead. It's short. It's only a minute, 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and play that right before break. Can we do that?
The only prescription that I have to change this around is, one, to make more people aware of the very kinds of things that we're discussing here. And this can be done in many different ways, but I do it as a reporter, and other people can do it as they want to do it. But, I mean, this has to be a relentless campaign to wake people up to the truth. And the second thing is that no matter what, we have to preserve the freedom and the right to refuse medication. That's the bottom line. And that can, we can get into a lot of technicalities about it. But when all is said and done, every patient who is an adult has the right to refuse medication and has the right to refuse it for their children. That has to be protected at all costs, no matter what. And people do respond to that. It makes sense to a lot of people, maybe even most people, that you know, I might listen to the doctor. I probably will, but I might not. And if I don't, then I don't have to take medicine if I don't want to, and I'm not going to be punished for it. With those two things in tow, we have a chance. Without them, forget about it.
That is so important. He really nailed it. We absolutely have the right to say no without any kind of negative repercussions. We'll be back, and we're going to take callers in the second hour.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. We kind of crossed. I thought he was ready to come back in, and he was not. Okay, this idea that we have the right to say no to medications, I wish John had expanded that to say that we have a right to say no to medications, tests, and treatments. That wonderful documentary that I mentioned, which is called Death by Medicine by Gary Null. In it, Jennifer Daniels is in it, as I said. Other physicians are in it, and they talk about mammograms. That's a test, and the danger of mammograms. So do women have a right to say no to mammograms? We have to maintain that ability to do so. The other thing is procedures. Do we have a right to say no to procedures? Not all procedures are necessary. I had a close family relative who was told by a gynecologist that she needed a hysterectomy, and it was a shock to her. And when she explained what the physician said, and the physician was sort of casual and said, "Oh, geez, I've got an availability next Monday." Rightly so, my relative just kind of went apoplectic and said, "I can't believe it. You know, I go in for an annual exam, and all of a sudden, she's saying I need a hysterectomy." So my husband and I said, "You need a second opinion." And she did exactly that. She went to another gynecologist to get a second opinion. And the second gynecologist said, "Absolutely not. You do not need a hysterectomy." So we need to be able to say no to the whole enchilada, not just the medication. We need to be able to question the treatment. We need to be able to question the necessity of the test. Sorry to say, folks, we're going to have to learn how to manage our own way through this jungle, because currently this jungle is very dangerous, and they're ordering tests that can have harmful effects. They're ordering procedures that may not be necessary, can also create harmful effects. In fact, some people who've undergone back surgeries have ended up with the inability to move their legs. In an effort to solve their back pain, they became paraplegic. So we have to be very cautious and stop being naive about what the industrial medical complex is up to. Remember, it is all about profit today. And the outcome, the patient outcome, is second to the profiteering motive. Let me give the listeners a number, 1-800-313-333, and we'll take calls next hour.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.